Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. It is getting dark, it is getting late, and it is the first day of GERCON, the Grand Rapids Security Conference, which I just freaking love coming out to these things. So I had a great day, met up with a lot of people, learned a lot. Had a couple people come up to me asking for some tips and some advice and, you know, some guidance, which is always good. And went up to a couple people who I thought were brilliant. And I'm like, hey, how did you do that? What did you learn? Can you say that one part again? Those sort of things. So that was very much in my mind when I received a tweet saying, hey, how do you find a mentor? Do you have any content on finding mentors? So tip for you, find a mentor and be a mentee. What makes for a good mentor? It includes the following things. One, someone you respect. Two, someone you like. Three, someone who has knowledge that you do not have. This doesn't have to be everything, but knowledge that you do not have about a specific goal. And four, of course, someone who is humble and has a teacher and a growth mindset. Why is it important you respect them? Well, maybe it's just me, but I can't work with mentors they don't respect, right? They give me advice. I'm like, yeah, but I don't respect you. You know, maybe that's good advice. Maybe it's not. It's pretty important that you respect the person if you're going to be following through on whatever advice they give you. Also, I find it pretty important to like people. At this point in my career, it's all about finding people I like to work with. So I oftentimes start there as well. Do I respect you? And are you likable? Are you friendly? Are you a good guy? Are you someone I could hang out with? Third, right, what do they know? If this person, right, if it's, this is one woman I was talking with, and she has always been amazing with vendor risk management. Amazing, top notch. I go to every single talk I ever see her at, and we reconnected in this event. We haven't spoken in a little bit since probably spring was the last time I saw her. And she is awesome at risk management. It's what she does. It's what she knows. It's what she lives, breathes, eats, sleeps. And if I have a question about vendor risk management, if I need mentoring in vendor risk management, I'm going to her. That doesn't necessarily mean I'd ask her for AppSec experience, right? Senior people know this. You've got a golf coach. You don't take swimming lessons from a golf coach. But sometimes when you're first starting out in InfoSec, you can be like, this person knows everything. I shall ask them. Make sure you know what they know and what they specifically can help you on. And if you like them and you respect them, it's a simple question of saying, hey, I want to learn from you. What do you feel the strongest about teaching me? I've actually had that question asked of me, and I'm like, this, but not this stuff, because I'm not good at that stuff. Just this. And then finally, someone who has a teaching mindset. If you listen to someone and they are downing the newcomers, if you listen to someone and they act superior, right? If you listen to someone and they explain things in a very condescending way, all those are red flags that they will not be a good mentor to you. Just don't. Don't put yourself in that area. Because not only if they are speaking bad about other people, not only do we have to listen to it, which is, no one likes it, negativity, but you have to be aware that they're probably going to speak bad about you. And unfortunately, I've seen that happen too often. Very, very smart people who are also very arrogant, who talk bad about everyone around them. We don't want that. So, someone you like, someone you respect, someone who knows something that you don't, and someone who's got the ability to teach it and instruct it in a fun and enjoyable manner. Look for those people and then come up to them and say, hey, you know something. I would like to learn from you. Let's hang out. Let's get a coffee. What talk are you going to? Let's hang out. That's it for me. Have a good one. If you're at GERCON tomorrow, say hi. Cheers.